The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Favorite story is The Caper. And why not? Wasn't the discovery of America itself one of the greatest capers of all time? Didn't an unemployed Italian navigator hustle a Spanish king into putting up money to find a shortcut to the great riches of the Orient? And when all he actually discovered was the poverty-stricken island of Santo Domingo, didn't he try to con everyone into believing it was really the fabulously wealthy land of India by calling the natives Indians?
You understand, huh? Here, we have Isabella. When he saw her, she was old and ugly. Then she bathed in the fountain of youth. And now, she's young and beautiful.
It won't work. I wouldn't believe the story. I'd say it was a trick. You cannot expect Ponce de Leon, who is smarter than both of us put together, to believe it.
My friend, unlike you and me, who are still young and strong, dried up old Ponce de Leon wants to believe it. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Our mystery drama, The Fountain of Truth, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Fred Gwynn. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The Grammy Awards, the music that made history and the people who made the music. Stars of the music world at the Grammy Awards, a CBS TV live special. The Grammy Awards will be presented Wednesday night at 9, 8 Central and Mountain on CBS TV.
When even I stopped going to my own coffee club, I knew something was wrong. It had to be my coffee. Then I switched to new and improved Cava Instant. Now no one leaves my house with a bitter feeling. Cava's the only 90% acid neutralized coffee. That means it tastes less bitter when you drink it, so it feels better after. And with its improved blend of coffee beans, Cava tastes better than ever. Now my coffee club is so popular, I even turned on my own mother.
New improved Cava Instant tastes better when you drink it, so it feels better after.
Turn back toward the window. Crushed out a cigarette.
Now, this is Kenny Rogers. Every cigarette smoker can stop. Don't care how long or how much you smoked, how many times you've fallen off the wagon and tried to crawl back on, or how chained you may think you are to your cigarette. Now, here's some tips on how to get loose from the cigarette. First, believe in yourself. Then, begin to carry your cigarettes in a different place. Switch your brand of cigarettes at least twice a week. Don't carry matches or a lighter. Challenge yourself each morning by jotting down how many cigarettes you think you need. And at night, how many you actually smoke. Don't get crippled in your best years by heart disease. Get some help. Quit smoking. Call the American Heart Association and put your money where your heart is. Give to the American Heart Association. They're fighting for your life.
All Spain was aflame with fever, gold fever. Yet, there was a great new world out there in the West. No, it wasn't the land of India or China or any part of the Orient, exactly. It was, well, it was on the way there. And maybe Columbus was right. Maybe the world was round after all. And here was a place where fortunes could be made. And throughout Spain, from Barcelona to Cadiz, from Valencia to Salamanca, from Old Navarra to newly liberated Granada, you could hear the recruiting sergeants of the conquistador captain.
Who wants to make his fortune? Who wants to sail to the new world? Come, see Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, Santiago de Cuba. My friends, become rich beyond your dreams. The very stones on the ground are made of gold. Enlist here, now, today, under the banner of Captain General Ponce de Leon. Meet me at the tavern of Lilas Parcias, and your fortunes are made.
Here, my lad. Have another.
Tell me. Tell me about the new world.
I can't. You have to see it.
You were there?
Just at the edge of it, lad. Just at the edge.
But why did you come back then?
Good question. What's your name?
Diego. Diego Alvarado.
Good man. Excellent. I am Pedro de Zamora, a sergeant with Captain General Ponce de Leon.
Why did you come back?
We need men. Yes, we need men to load the ships with silver and gold, pearls and rubies, diamonds and sapphires.
All that is out there?
My boy, you're surrounded by it. Believe me. And it's not just the fabulous wealth. No, no. It's also the climate.
What do they eat there?
They dine like kings. The most tender cuts of meat. The most delicious fish and fruits.
And the women.
You saved the best for last. These women, my boy, are visions of sheer delight. Soft, lovely, willing.
I can't believe it.
Or would I lie to you, my friend? You could return with enough money to buy this whole town.
Where do I make my mark?
Right here, my boy. Right here. Good. You are now in the service of Captain General Ponce de Leon.
When do we sail for the new world?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
My boy, the sooner we sail, the sooner you get rich. Diego. Come on. Wake up.
Go away.
Yes, Diego. Get up.
Oh, who's that?
Me, Pedro.
Pedro, I am going to kill you.
Come, Diego. Up.
You think I'm joking, do you? I'm going to cut your heart out.
Just because I woke you up for God duty.
Your false and faithless lying heart.
Come on, Diego. You have to go on post.
Because of you, I am out here.
Wait until the time.
The stones in the ground are made of gold.
And buckle on your breastplate.
I haven't seen any gold. I haven't seen any silver.
And whatever you do, don't fall asleep on duty.
But I'll tell you what I have seen plenty of. The mosquitoes and snakes and fever and hunger and thirst and disease.
The natives out to crush your skull with those clubs of theirs. Why did you lie to me?
It was no lie. We'll make our fortune, believe.
I believe you once. Never again.
Faith, my boy. Just have faith. Everything's going to be all right. Come, you have to leave Francisco.
But it isn't even midnight.
I know, but poor Francisco is so ill, he just can't do a full tour of duty.
By tomorrow, poor Francisco will be dead. And the day after will be your turn or mine. In a month, there will be one of us left alive.
Hola, Diego.
Yeah, I am off duty.
I have here a letter from your mother.
My mother? But read it.
If only you know how you have gladdened her heart.
What are you talking about?
Listen. My dearest Diego, I am so happy to hear that you are well.
What's that?
I am overjoyed that the new world is everything you had hoped for.
What kind of nonsense is that?
We look for your triumphant return.
What kind of letter did you write to my mother?
I wrote what you dictated.
Oh, no. If you did, she wouldn't answer what you're reading to me now.
Well, I touched it up just a little here and there.
You had no right to lie to my mother.
No, Diego.
No, you took advantage of me because I can't read or write.
Isn't that a blessing? I have done you a favor.
You have done me too many favors.
I'm going to do you one more thing.
No. Oh, please, Pedro. No, I beg of you.
I found you a woman.
I don't want a woman.
That's your problem. You haven't had a woman since we left Spain. How can you say you don't want a woman?
I do want a woman. Believe me, more than anything else in the world, I want a woman.
So, I've got one for you.
But not the kind of women they have out here.
Come now, Diego.
I want a real woman.
I assure you, my boy, these are real women in every way.
Please, Pedro, let me alone.
She's waiting for you in your tent.
Sit around.
I went to a lot of trouble. I bought her for you from her mother. I could have just taken her. But, after all, I'm a civilized human being.
Oh, no, no. Now, you're not a human being. You're a devil that's been sent here to punish me for my sins.
The fact is, you need a woman. Someone to cook for you, wash your clothes, take care of you when you're sick. Come, at least, look at her. Diego, this is Isabel. She has an Indian name, but we never could pronounce it. So I named her after our late great queen. She even speaks a little Spanish. Isabella, this is your lord and master, Don Diego Alvarado.
Yes?
There you are. Isn't she a treasure? Look at her. That face. That body. Isn't she beautiful, huh?
Pedro. You say she's beautiful.
Don't you believe me?
You can look at this and actually think it's beautiful. That's what this country has done to you. You have been away from home too long.
What's the old saying, my boy? All cats are gray in the dark. Well, why don't I leave you two lovebirds alone, huh? Isabella, obey your lord and master, huh? I'll see you tomorrow, Diego.
What can I do to please you?
You can go home.
This is my home?
No, this is my home. Home, this miserable piece of canvas. No, you go back to where you came from.
I cannot.
Why can't you?
My mother will beat me.
Why?
She will think I displeased you. Oh, you do not like me.
No, it's just that I don't like myself.
Oh, poor Don Diego Alvarado. You have the Spanish disease.
The Spanish disease?
Gold fever. There is no more gold here on this island that you call Puerto Rico.
How do you know?
There was some. But your chiefs took it all for themselves.
No gold. But I can't go home empty-handed.
Perhaps there is gold on a land that is toward the setting sun.
How do you know?
I have heard.
What have you heard?
It is so beautiful. It is filled with flowers.
I don't care about flowers. I want gold.
Where there is so much beauty, there is sure to be gold.
You say there's this beautiful land filled with flowers?
Well, why not?
Why not? Pedro. Pedro, wake up. Wake up, Pedro. It's me, Diego.
Diego, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
Oh. Why aren't you with your woman?
Listen, there is no more gold on this island.
Now, my boy, you must never lose faith.
No, the fact is, if we are ever to get any gold, we will have to find it somewhere else. True?
True.
Now, listen. Isabella told me about a land, a beautiful land, filled with gold.
Hmm? Where?
To the west.
What do they call it, please?
It's also filled with flowers.
I like it already. Flowers.
Flowers. Why don't we call it Florida?
The place of flowers.
Well, why not? Beautiful name.
Beautiful place.
How can we get there? Think, Pedro.
We must convince Ponce de Leon. to give us a ship and crew, in return for which we shall sail to Florida and harvest all this gold for him.
Of course, a great deal shall find its way into our pockets. What have we got to lose?
Nothing. If we stay here, we know one thing for certain. We'll die poor. Let's go talk to Ponce de Leon.
When?
Now.
This hour?
Why not? The old man never sleeps. He stays up all night just thinking about gold.
Let's give him some more to think about.
Gold. It has a way of capturing one's thoughts completely, doesn't it? Once you begin to consider it, you soon find that thoughts of gold monopolize all your powers of consideration. No wonder they called gold a fever that never subsides, and for which there is no cure but death. But all that is the concern of Act Two, coming shortly.
Hi, hope you got what I need.
What's wrong?
Pain, itch, you know, hemorrhoids. Been driving my truck all day, and I need Preparation H.
Right. Gives lots of people temporary relief. Its special ingredients relieve pain and itch flare-ups. Helps shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
That's real medicine. I'll take ointment and suppositories. Hi. Feeling better today?
Oh, thanks to you, good buddy.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch. Helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm very concerned about hunger in our world. Every minute, 21 children die because they don't have enough to eat. There is enough food to go around for everybody. What's needed now is for each of us to care enough to get involved in this issue. Now, I know you care. What can you do? Write politicians about your concerns and support hunger organizations. Thank you.
For further information, write Impact on Hunger, 145 East 49th Street, New York, New York, 10017.
Hi, this is Andy Williams. I learned about the importance of donating blood when my mother became ill. Although most people could qualify as donors, many have not donated blood because they have not personally experienced the need, either for themselves or for those they care about. Presently, over 30,000 pints of blood are required in the United States every day, and the need is increasing. The balance between supply, demand, and human life depends on you, the public. Donors often respond when there is an emergency or a disaster, but blood of every group and type must be available at all times. Blood banks depend on people who are willing to give to meet the day-to-day blood needs. Donate today at a blood bank in your community. Blood is life. Let's keep it running.
A public service of this station and the American Association of Blood Banks.
Basically concerned with gold. And let's face it, practically half the stories that were ever written or will be written are about gold or money. The other half are concerned with love. Love and money. It's the quest for each of them that makes the world go round.
You wish to speak with me, Sergeant Zamora?
Soldier Alvarado here, and I have news. Diego, tell the Captain General.
Your Excellency, there is a land to the west.
There is always a land to the west.
Where there is gold.
There is always gold.
Sir, this Indian girl...
There is always an Indian girl.
She swears to me...
Uncle, sometimes it's an Indian man.
This beautiful island, it's filled with flowers, sir. I suppose we could call it Florida.
I know all about Florida.
But Your Excellency...
I was there. When was it? 15, 13. 8 years ago.
Senor Excellency saw with his own eyes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. A beautiful place.
And it's filled with gold.
It is also filled with a hostile, warlike native.
A few cannon shot into the woods.
I landed there, and I took possession for Spain in the name of the most Catholic Majesty. And there the matter shall rest.
But we all came here for gold.
That is true.
And if you will give me one ship, just one ship, a small one with just a few men.
Caray, Sergeant Samuel. I came here for gold, and I found some. Not as much as I hoped for, but some.
All we ask is one small ship.
But the ship costs money.
Well, you have to spend money to make money.
Unfortunately, the expenditure must be reported, in this case, to the Viceroy in Cuba. And I must tell him that I have dispatched the ship to search for gold. And if you do not return with the ship loaded to the waterline with gold, I shall be summoned back to Spain and to face trial and prison.
Your Excellency, I beg your leave to speak freely.
By all means, Diego.
I came here. I won't discuss the hardships, the dangers of the voyage, the wormy bread, the foul water, the seasickness, and the leaky ship almost foundered in the gale. I won't dwell on any of that.
I'm obliged to you.
And then when I did get here, half dead, I won't even complain about the hard work and the fighting and the disease and the guard duty. Not one word.
The patience of Job, my son.
But I was told the land is filled with gold. That's why I was willing to endure any hardship, suffer any trial. I was told I could make my fortune.
And so you shall.
But where is the silver and gold?
Look, my son. It is all around you. The waters indeed are filled with silver, with the silvery bodies of fish which one can salt and sell for a fortune in Europe. And the gold, how lush is the land with corn, wheat, oranges, fruits of every description. And your commander, I shall give you acres of your own to cultivate. And thus you shall truly enjoy the riches of this new world.
With all due respect, General, if I wanted to be a farmer, I could have stayed at home.
But here, at least, you can be a wealthy farmer.
Captain, no matter how old a man is, doesn't he still have the desire for gold?
Soldier Alvarado, I have a desire, but not for gold. It's for something far more valuable.
What could be more valuable than gold?
You have it.
I don't understand.
Youth. The fire. The strength of youth. They speak of some magic fountain. A fountain of youth. All one need do is bathe in it, and one is maybe young again. For that fountain, I would assemble a fleet of ships. To find that fountain, I would venture everything. But of course, it doesn't exist.
But, sir,
if... And now, soldiers, you are dismissed.
What do you want now?
Is this a way to speak to your sergeant? I have come by to see how it goes with you. I see it goes well.
You think so, eh?
The tent. How clean. Your clothes are in such good order. You must be eating well. Your face has filled out. You're gaining weight. Married life evidently agrees with you.
I have decided to accept my fate.
Why do you say that?
Isabella, see her. I have been here so long, she is beginning to look good to me. The truth is, she's a good woman.
Of course. But how will she fit in back home?
You still think we're going home, huh?
One day. And loaded down with silver and gold.
If we go home, we shall be loaded down with illness and poverty. No, I'll stay here where at least I shall never starve.
Oh, which reminds me, it's dinner time.
Isabella, bring us something to eat.
Yes.
Did you hear that, Pedro?
Yes. That's all she ever says, whenever she is asked to do. No arguments, no complaints.
I tell you, no man in Europe has such a wife.
My boy, I feel responsible. I talked you into coming here. I promised you gold. Gold you shall have.
Oh, forget it. How could we find if we can never get off the island?
Meat and fruit. I shall bring wine.
Yes. Ah, yes, she does look very good. I even think she would look good in Europe.
Well, I tell you the problem. They don't keep those looks too long. Soon, she'll be all fat.
I don't believe it.
It's true. They get wrinkles in their faces. They're hardly 30 years of age, and they are already old crones.
I still don't believe it.
I can prove it. You ever see Isabella smaller?
No.
They could be identical twins, except for the weight and the wrinkles.
Here is the wine.
Isabella, let me look at you.
Yes?
Just stand still.
Boy,
it's fantastic.
What are you saying?
Diego. Come with me. We'll put on our armor and helmets. Take swords and muskets.
Why?
We may run into something in the jungle.
Why are we going into the jungle?
We are going to Isabella's village.
What for?
I want you to look at Isabella's mother.
Why should I look at Isabella's mother?
I have an idea.
Oh, no. I'm afraid of that.
It's the greatest idea I have ever had in my whole life.
That doesn't impress me at all.
Trust me.
Oh, no. I trusted you once.
This time, we shall not fail.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Did you ever feel that your whole life was just a preparation for one single great act?
No.
Come and bring Isabella. You and I have a date with destiny.
I can't. I won't walk. I don't understand.
Courage, my boy.
No.
It can't be far.
Oh.
Isabella, where is your mother's village?
It is just behind those trees.
Yes. See, we are practically there.
Hell, now that we are practically there.
What? Hear them. Even the village dogs welcome us.
No. Pero, I shall not walk another step until you tell me why we have come here.
I need tell you nothing. It shall all be revealed to you.
When?
How?
Why?
The moment you look at the face of Isabella's mother.
You command? You've had too much fun. You've had too much hardship and disappointment.
You think I'm mad, do you? Very well. Humor me.
It's my mother's face.
Hold her up.
Mama! Mama, it is I, Isabella.
Now, Diego, she comes. Be ready.
Be ready for what?
You'll see. You see.
Mama, I have come for your blessing.
Well, Diego, see? The resemblance between them, see?
All right, they do resemble each other. What of it?
But it's more than a resemblance. It's practically one face. Isn't it? Take away the wrinkles, the stoop of the shoulders, the fat. They are thick. They could be identical twins, couldn't they?
Pedro, what is the point of this?
Answer the question. Couldn't they be identical twins?
Yes.
That's all I want to show you. Isabella, go inside the hut with your mother and talk about old times.
Yay!
Admirable woman. I should have kept her for myself. Now, you see what we are going to do.
No!
We are going to sail to Florida.
Pedro, must I remind you that Ponce de Leon has already refused?
Ponce de Leon shall lead the expedition himself.
What expedition?
My boy, you listen, but you don't hear.
I distinctly heard him say he was no longer interested in gold.
Of course. But he's interested in something else. And do you know what that is?
Ponce de Leon is an old man who wants only a good meal, a soft bed, and pleasant dreams. Nothing could tempt him to leave the peace and security on this island.
But he wants something else, too.
What?
Youth.
Pedro, every old man wants to be young again.
Yes, but this old man dreams of a fountain of youth. Didn't you hear him speak of it? And what were his words? For that fountain, I would assemble a fleet. To find that fountain, I would venture everything.
Yes, but you also heard him say that the fountain doesn't exist.
Our worthy Captain General is mistaken. I have just seen it.
You've seen it? Where?
Right here. And so have you.
Ay, caray, poor Pedro. You're mad, aren't you?
Isabella's mother is the fountain of youth.
The fountain of youth. What does Isabella's mother have to do with the fountain of youth? Of course, we've given you all the clues you need. You are already aware that a caper of some sort is in the planning stages. And if you've been paying attention, you've already figured out what it is. Let's compare notes in Act 3, which arrives in just a few minutes.
If you've taken a dim view of the lighting in your home, you need the February Hardware Value of the Month from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you it's a General Electric 40-watt fluorescent tube, now just 99 cents. This 48-inch long rapid start lamp offers you more light plus longer life than GE's standard 40-watt lamps. Quantities are limited, so get the GE 40-watt tube for just 99 cents while supplies last at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
What do doctors recommend to avoid constipation? These days, doctors stress the importance of fiber in the diet. Food fiber that helps the system regulate itself naturally. Metamucil is a laxative made from natural fiber. No chemical stimulants. So for occasional constipation, doctors recommend Metamucil more often than any other laxative. The way to overcome constipation is the natural way. But if not nature, Metamucil. Read label and follow directions. If you're a retailer, you need customer traffic now. Radio is the hot traffic builder. This station will tell you how the right message, the right promotion, the right schedule can make your sales grow fast. Every day, radio reaches more adults than newspapers, TV, or magazines. So get radio sending the people your way. Heat up customer traffic and sales now. Radio, it's red hot. Get more facts. Call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
This is Frank Gifford for the March of Dimes. Is my baby all right? Has been the first question asked by new mothers since the beginning of time. And all too often, one time in every 12 births, as a matter of fact, the answer still has to be no. Because that's how often a baby is born with a birth defect. If you agree with me that those aren't very good odds, perhaps you want to give generously to the one organization that has dedicated itself to improving them. Support the March of Dimes in its fight against birth defects.
Those Spanish adventurers who practically took over an entire new world were men who lived by their wits from minute to minute. In the early days, while it was still touch and go, and their victory was by no means certain, they not only swindled the Indians, but also one another.
Don't be nervous, Diego.
I tell you, this thing is mad.
All great endeavors are rooted in a certain amount of madness.
But suppose he finds out it is it.
Go ahead, say.
A hoax.
But he's not going to find out. He's going to believe it.
Something, I know. Something is going to go wrong.
What? He's never seen Isabella. And he won't. She'll be safely out of the way at her mother's village for the next few months until we meet her.
Her mother? How do we know the old lady won't betray her?
Why would she? Besides, we only taught her enough Spanish to say exactly what we want her to say. What can go wrong?
Not. It's just that everything you ever promised, somehow, some way, just doesn't work out.
Listen, my friend. There's always a first time for everything. Now, how's the old lady?
She's just a little bit drunk.
Good, good. That's exactly how we want her. How about it, Mama? A little sip of wine, huh?
Wine?
Give her just a taste, Diego. We want to have her mellow, but not overripe.
Say, this old crone has been babbling about a fountain of youth.
General, you know, we were out on this raid. There was a rumor the Indians of this village were hiding gold.
Yes, were they?
We didn't find any.
Continue.
In the hopes of loosening her tongue, we fed her a little wine, and she started to babble about this fountain of youth. It seems that she's, the way we figured it, at least 200 years old.
She doesn't look it.
Well, no, General. Because every time she feels her age begins to weigh her down, like right now, she heads out for this fountain. And she washes herself in. And she steps out again. A girl of 18.
Old lady. What is her name?
We call her Mama.
Mama, the fountain of youth?
Fountain? Who? What? Young? Pretty? Make love?
Where is this fountain?
Where? Land where flowers are.
It must be Florida, sir.
You believe her?
It's the truth, what you tell us. Isn't it, Mama?
True.
Hey, thank you for letting me know about it, Sergeant. That will be all. Christmas.
We made fools of ourselves. Do you actually think that he believed that story?
He didn't throw us into the calabozo.
If somebody had told me a story like that, I would laugh in his face.
Diego, you know what your problem is. You don't have any confidence in me.
And why should I?
Attention!
Yes, you were. I see you may are having your meal. Carry on.
Yes, General.
You men received all your equipment?
Yes, sir.
Any complaints about the rations in the quarters?
No, sir.
By, Sergeant. Not all women.
Old woman, General.
The drunken old woman. The one with the bubble is something about the fountain of youth.
Oh, that old woman. Yes, sir.
You brought her in to see me. It was 2 weeks ago.
About a month ago.
Whatever became of her?
I don't know.
Did she really go off to find that fountain?
I imagine, General, she did. Would the Captain General want me to find out?
No, I was just mildly curious. Carry on.
He's hooked, Diego. Our fish is hooked. All we have to do now is to land him.
Attention! As you were.
Carry on in your musketry. Instruct me, Sergeant.
Yes, General.
Sergeant.
Yes, General.
I am sure it's nothing but an old wife's tale. But do you suppose that old woman ever found the fountain of youth?
I could take Diego here with me, General, and we could go to her village and find out.
Yes. No point in going any further.
Oh, General, there's no trouble at all. We're due for another gold sweep anyhow.
Well, as long as you won't be going out of your way, I'm convinced there is really nothing to it.
Most likely. You're right, General. Remember, there's nothing to worry about. Isabella, you know your story. You went to Florida. You bathed in the fountain. And here you are, young, beautiful once again. What's the matter, Diego?
Oh, no, it won't work.
Why not?
I wouldn't believe such a story.
But here is the young Isabella. Here is the evidence.
I still wouldn't believe it. I think it was a trick.
My friend, unlike you and me, who are young and strong, dried up old Ponce de Leon wants to believe it. And that's what makes all the difference in the world.
And this is the same woman, the same old woman who was here 2 months ago.
Jenna, she looks like the same woman.
The resemblance is startling. It has to be the same woman.
And we asked at the village. Everybody swears to it.
They do, huh?
And I can't imagine why they would lie. What would they have to gain by it?
I memorized that old woman's face. Every feature has been burned into my mind. If you take the wrinkles from the cheeks, and the pouches from under the eyes. It is the same face. Is there actually a fountain of youth?
That's what the legend says. You there? Have you been to the fountain of youth?
Fountain? Youth? Yes.
Is this a snare? A delusion sent by the devil? What do you think, Sergeant?
I don't know, General.
A gift from heaven, a thing from hell. Does it matter? I'm bathing in that fountain. I'll have my youth again. The fountain is this way.
Yes. Fountain, yes. This way.
Follow me, men. Follow me.
Pedro, what shall we do now?
Soon we'll have to make camp. You spent days looking for the fountain. We'll go looking for gold.
Hold! Oh, those are domes! I would say quite a few of them. I don't like this sound.
We must go back.
What do you say?
I'm going to warn them.
Weapons at the ready! Weapons at the ready! We have to move back to the ship quickly.
Prepare to fire!
Wait! Wait! Just up ahead! See, there, Sergeant!
What is it, General?
This beautiful waterfall! It's a fountain! It's the fountain!
General!
It's the fountain!
General, come back!
I never saw water sparkle like that!
You get us all killed! Tell him it's not the fountain!
No! Not the fountain! No!
Diego, Francisco, first squad, follow me. General, it's not the fountain.
I know it. I've seen it in my dream.
No, General, don't take off your breastplate.
If I don't, I drown. It's a fountain of youth. I have found it. I am bathing in it. It shall make me young again. Born again.
Look out. They're here. Fire.
The fountain! I have found the fountain!
Today to care. tomorrow, the children everywhere.
Please send your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10156, or local care office. We say that Columbus discovered America. That isn't true. It was there all the time. He merely found it. And he and all the explorers who followed him literally stole it from the people who were living here originally. And why? Just for gold. Gold, that peculiar metal that has no basic value or intrinsic worth except that which we happen to give it at any specific time. Gold. How easily the world could get along without it. What's all the fuss? Our cast included Fred Gwynne, Earl Hammond, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Now, a preview of our next tale.
Dogs have many wives.
Well, never mind all that for now. That kid has to go to a hospital. I'll take him in the boat.
No.
No?
Manana will kill herself.
Why?
Because you will place him in the guard boat and take him to the sky.
No, I'll take him to the Cedarville General Hospital.
No, the god Henry must cure the child here. The people wait.
Let's get this straight. I never said I was able to...
Henry must cure the child. Or the people will turn on their god.
Turn on their god? What does that mean? Killed?
Cured. The child.
But how?
By a miracle.
A miracle? How can you expect me to make a miracle?
You cannot make a miracle. It will prove that you are a false god.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant.
WKBN. Youngstown, Ohio.